There are many doctrines in this world that are blown by man-made winds. Though you feel these winds are guiding you, you'll be sailing straight to sin. And the wind that's worth believing and longs to have your ear takes humility and quietness to hear. Mine is a wind that breathes purity and kindness. It's a wind that sails to a bright eternity. This wind is called my spirit. It's the spirit of truth, and it's the spirit that blows to glory. So why do you walk against the wind? Why do you run against the wind? Why do you fear to hear the wind? My child, come back again. Why do you walk against the wind? Why do you run against the wind? Why do you fear to hear the wind? My child, come back again. Stop running against the wind. Stop running against the wind. My spirit blows where it will. It can blow a grain of wheat way up to a city on a hill, and it can fan the flames within your heart and bring you to your knees and lead you in the paths of life to draw you close to me. What is it that you fear that the comforter might say is fruit is joy and peace and perfect love, which casts all fear away? Spirit's truly willing, but the flesh is so, so weak. And when this battle's over, it was worth eternity. So why do you walk against the wind? Why do you run against the wind? Why do you fear to hear the wind? My child, come back again. Child, come back again and stop running against the wind. Stop running against the wind. Oh, oh. Why do you walk against the wind? Why do you run against the wind? Why do you fear to hear the wind? My child, come back again.